Daily success, daily success. Plan a week ahead, be excellent. Make money moves, achieve your goals. Transform your life, one routine at a time. Daily success, go and get yours.
Welcome to the Daily Success Show, the podcast for personal growth junkies who want to keep a schedule, achieve their goals, and live their dream life. I'm your host, Jamila Payne.
Welcome back to the show. I am so excited about today's episode because we are talking monthly goal reports. And if you haven't already, you probably want to check out episode 9 of the Daily Success Show, where I go over how to track your progress towards the goals and plans that you want to achieve on a monthly basis to make sure that you can stay consistent, leveraging a goal report. In that episode, I completely break down how to create your own goal report, both from a life aspect and from a business aspect. I even give you a sneak peek into the goal reporting that we use inside of our Achievers Club. So I think it'll be totally helpful. There is an action guide that comes with that episode. So go check out episode 9 of the Daily Success Show to get all of the background on goal reports. I thought it would be helpful, since the Daily Success Show is all about achieving your goals, to share personally what I'm working on and the progress that I'm making or not towards different goals that I have. And so this month of, what month are we in? Okay, it's April. So this month of March that just passed was a really big month for me. It was a big month in a lot of different ways because I feel like I grew personally a lot. I had some significant mindset shifts. I also had a great revenue month for my business. I'm just feeling like so much inner joy right now. And guess what? I didn't really accomplish any of the goals that I set out to do. I know that sounds crazy, right? Okay, so I'm going to unpack this and exactly how it works. First, let me just remind you, in case you did not hear episode 9, what some of the goals that I have been working on. In fact, most of these goals I still have for this brand new quarter because I didn't finish them all. And I'm going to give you the specifics on that a little bit later. Okay, so first, my goal was to grow our Achievers Club membership by adding an additional 30 to 45 people. So that's first. The second goal was to get my financial paperwork in order. The third goal was to let go of 20 pounds. And then my stretch goal in the daily success methodology, we teach no more than 3 goals per quarter or 1 per month. So I had 3 goals and then I created a stretch goal, which was if I finished my 3 early before the end of the quarter, then I could start working on a 4th. All right. So if you're not familiar with that process, then you probably want to check out the episode where I talk about setting up your goals for the year. And I believe that is episode 2, how to set goals. So definitely go and check that out as well. All right, so 4th goal was to write a book proposal. So those are my goals: adding new Achiever Club members, getting financial paperwork in order, letting go of 20 pounds, and then stretch goal, if I finish the 3, was to write a book proposal. So I'm going to give you the inside scoop on where I landed with each of those goals. But first, I want to talk to you about what I did. Like, what are some of the actions that I took this month or in the month of March that really helped me to achieve the results that I did achieve. I think a lot of times as business owners, there's a huge amount of mental stuff that goes on in terms of running a business. I have a mantra, which I often say, your business can only grow as much as you do. In many cases, will always be the bottleneck for your business, your career, your life growing, because where you are getting stuck is a place that you need to have a personal growth transformation. And until you are open and willing and embracing that personal growth transformation, it is going to be really tough to get the results that you want in any area of your life. I want you to think for a second if you have ever been in a position of feeling like you don't want to ask for money. And not asking for money can come from anything. It could come from a childhood experience that you had. It could come from something that you learn directly or indirectly from someone. That idea of not asking for money could be manifesting itself in terms of your ability to negotiate and ask for a higher salary. It could be showing up in terms of your ability to be able to reach out to prospective clients and offer them the opportunity to work with you, which feels like it's selling and something that is not good. And it feels like disgusting. And people have so many, you know, challenges around selling. This is a mindset thing. And this is what I really want to bring to you is that I want you to just start looking at your own life right now and thinking about where do you need to personally grow so that you can get the results that you desire. Here are some things that I did that helped me. And I'm not going to say just for March, but I'm going to say really for the entire first quarter, because, you know, technically March is the end of the quarter. So we can look at it not only from a March goal report perspective, but also from a end of quarter goal perspective. Okay. One of the things that I did over the first quarter that I feel has been significantly helpful for me is being more consistent about praying. I am a Christian and I don't feel like I'm a super religious person. And what I mean by that is you gave me a quiz on the Bible, like I would fail. I don't know it like back and forth. I do read the Bible, but I'm not like reciting verses and all of that. But I do believe in God. I am a Christian. I do go to church, and I most importantly focus on having my own relationship with God. And I say all that to say that, like, you have to do what's true for your life. If that's not your practice or what you do, I'm not saying that your business will never succeed or that you won't do well in your life, but I'm sharing with you what is working for me so that it can inspire you to figure out what can work for you. Prayer is something that I was doing. And this is very specific, not that I didn't pray before, but I wasn't very consistent. And I always struggle with, like, what the heck do I pray? My sweetheart taught me a prayer that is called ACTS. It's A-C-T-S, which is basically an acronym. So A, it stands for adoration or affirmation. C is confession. T is testimonial. S is, I don't know how to say the S word, but it means pray for others and then pray for yourself. I'll put a link to this in the show notes so that you can check it out. That's one thing that I did that I feel like for me helped me to really improve my mental space, my mental headspace, how I was thinking. Okay, the second thing is that I focused more on getting results for the existing members in our Achievers Club. So how can I just really like love on these people? How can I help them to overcome their own mental roadblocks so that they can start to make shifts in their lives and in their businesses? Added a clubhouse, which is basically like a members hangout. So a place where members can kind of chat to each other, and they can do that online. online or using the app. And I want you to think of this as it's like a private Facebook group, but way cooler and with a lot more features. So we set up a clubhouse for our members. We also started making sure that all members were doing monthly goal reports as a practice so that they could track and monitor their own progress towards goals. And that's a way for us to see how members are dialed in with getting their own results. As the leader of the Achievers Club, I want to make sure that I'm dialed in on where people are getting stuck and how I can help them to break through. The third thing that I did was I started looking for ways to get more of my own transformations. Let me explain a little bit more what I mean by that. One of the things that I felt like I was struggling with last year, this absolutely might be something that you have felt that you have struggled with, just deep belief in that I could get to all of the big goals and dreams that I have for myself. This is not a belief in my capabilities or skills. I know that I'm a really talented person. I know that I've had several successes in my life. I know that I have done things in some cases that people feel like they could only dream of. So I know that I'm capable. Even when you know that you're capable and that you've had success in your life, it doesn't change that there can be some doubt in getting to a much bigger picture that you have for your life and thinking about, man, I don't even know how to make that happen. But you do know, but you feel like, I don't even know how to make that happen. And I was personally struggling with a lot of that in 2018. I started going on this journey of figuring out, well, how can I increase my belief in myself? How can I have more of a present feeling of inner knowing that yes, I can absolutely make these amazing goals and dreams that I have possible? And I could not figure out how to think my way through believing more. And what I came to realize is that I needed to act my way through believing more. This is the really important shift here. Not only did I need to act, meaning take action that allowed me to believe more and believe deeper, but I needed to do that outside of my business. As entrepreneurs, we can get tunnel vision about our success and things that you want to achieve. And you might be experiencing this even in a 9-to-5 career or even in other aspects of your life that you just get this tunnel vision. And, you know, all you talk about is, you know, growing your business and finding clients and how you can do better and how you can achieve more and how, like, and all that stuff can just be consuming your mind. And I think for me, that is absolutely true. And it has been true for so long, like beyond that I can, like so far back, I can't even remember a time that I wasn't thinking about business and entrepreneurship because I've been an entrepreneur all my life since I was 10 years old. I thought to myself, I need to shift so that I am acting and getting transformations in other areas of my life, which allows me to have a deeper, more present belief in my capability that I can transfer into my business. So here's some of the things that I did. Guess what? The beautiful part about it, these don't have to be crazy, massive things. They can be really small wins, things that you might have been procrastinating on that are really important for your mental health and personal well-being, but you just haven't done them. Okay, so here's a couple. Number one was deep cleaning my house. So I am generally, as you can suspect, a extremely organized person who is all about order. My house had become disorganized from my own standard of organization. There was like little bits of clutter that were happening in different rooms in the house. And I was like, no. I need to like get this together. So I started doing a deep cleaning. A stand in my bedroom with the TV on it has closed doors. Inside of those closed doors, the shelves had all kinds of stuff like CDs, random jewelry, little tchotchkes that I got as giveaways, like phone chargers, like all this crap that was sitting there. So I completely like cleared all of that out. Now the whole thing is like pristine clean. That's just an example of one transformation. A few others, rearranged my living room, got back to practicing my weekly reset routine and making sure that once a week I was getting my life together. If you're curious about what the heck is a weekly reset, Jamila, go check out episode 10 of the Daily Success Show, where I talk about how to create a weekly routine that will help you get your life together. I also cleared out my inbox and got it down to 20 emails, which my inbox had really, really creeped up like crazy to, I think it was around like 200 or so messages, but I was starting to feel the overwhelm of checking my email. So I got that down and I started spending more time with my family. So I have felt a lot last year that I really needed to double down on my business. And so I have to cut out all this like hanging out with friends and family and all this stuff and just really double down on my business. Hindsight being 2020, like I feel like that's a lie. That's a lie that we tell ourselves. And I also felt disconnected. Like my parents are getting older. My sister's kids are getting bigger. Like I don't want to miss enjoying them. I love all of them so much. And I've just been way more intentional about spending time with my family. So those were the transformations that I got. Then I also worked on adding systems to my business. Hear me on this. Systems are absolutely critical for your growth. I'm going to do a whole separate episode of the Daily Success Show about this. I know that my personal belief years ago was that systems is something that I set up when I'm a bigger business. Like, oh, when I'm making multiple millions of dollars, that's when I need to start implementing systems in my business because at that point I need systems. And the truth is, you need systems in order to get to being a multi-million dollar business. I really took some time to set up some additional systems in my business this quarter. The next thing that I did, where my number five was to renew or upgrade existing relationships with clients. A lot of business owners are focused on bringing in new clients. How can I get new clients? I want to find more people. I need more people. Where's the new people? I need more leads. And being in that space can force you to overlook how to go deeper with the existing clients that you have. So I started reaching out business owners that I work with in the past and started reconnecting with them and seeing there was other ways that I could provide value for their companies and looking at also some of my existing private clients and thinking about how I could serve them more. I was able to rekindle relationships and upgrade existing clients into deeper ways to work with me by focusing on that. Finally, number six, probably one of the most critical, was I got a break. My sweetheart and I went to Mexico for my birthday, which was like such a really awesome birthday gift. I got to be in the sun. I got to have new hair. I got braids in my hair. Got a couple of outfits for the trip. The whole thing just really was an amazing confidence booster for me because I've realized like I'm not a winter person. Like I thrive in sun and fun. I'm great when it's spring and summer. Like those are my temperatures. But when it's winter and it's dark and it's gloomy and the weather sucks, I'm just not consistently in a good place. Like I've come to learn that about myself, that the weather really impacts me. And you might be struggling with that too. So that's a good thing to just kind of pay attention to in terms of your own emotional rhythm. But that trip was a game changer. It really helped me to just reconnect with myself and who I am. It helped to spark ideas and creativity for the business. It was, I said already, like a great confidence booster. I started seeing myself in a whole new light, like as more beautiful inside and out, as more talented, as more capable. Isn't it amazing what a vacation can do to change your life? It absolutely changed my life. All right. That's what I did to really get the results that I got for quarter one. I want to just underscore again this idea of increasing your belief in your ability. Do that by looking for ways, small ways, to create transformation in your life. And so if you right now are sitting in an office that is cluttered, your desk looks crazy, your email inbox is overwhelmed, your house is a mess, your closet is so cluttered with stuff that you need to let go of, give away to somebody else and bless their life, that you cannot figure out what to wear, like you're rotating the same 10 outfits. If you're having any of those kinds of things, maybe your car is cluttered and you got stuff in the back seat, it's like you're living out of your car. You look like you're living your car. Then you might need to go for some of these smaller transformations that will help you to have bigger success in your life. Let me dive in specifically to how I did with each of my goals. The first goal that I mentioned, which was growing the Achievers Club membership, I kind of gave it away a little bit. What I decided to do was not to focus on bringing in new members, but to focus on getting more transformations for our existing members. That's what I focused on there. I think all of the things that we put in place will create a 10-fold better experience. And the club was already great. People are getting transformations within the first 30 days of being inside the club. People are having life-changing transformations within 90 days of being inside the club. I wanted to say, how can I just take that to the whole next level? I put more things in place. I even bought on a program manager for the Achievers Club. So she's working with me to make sure that we keep our finger on the pulse of every single member to make sure every single member is achieving their goals. That's what happened there. I'm excited now to have made those investments into the club. We're about to open enrollment in the next few weeks. I know that absolutely I will far exceed any number of people that I'm looking to help impact their lives over this year and beyond, because we have done the groundwork to make sure that we are able to help our people get big results. My second goal was to get my financial paperwork in order. I also did not complete this goal. And this is what I want you to pay attention to. I think so often when we're talking about setting and achieving goals, you feel like this huge failure if you didn't get it all done. And I no longer want you to hold that point of view. The only way you can fail is to quit or not do anything. Anything else is just an opportunity to like grow and improve and have progress. For me, getting my financial paperwork in order was handling things like my will, talking to my parents about their wills, talking to my sister about her wills, being able to increase my emergency fund. So all of these things I worked on, but they're just not complete. So for example, I learned that I needed to have some additional tax stuff done to complete the will paperwork that my attorney sent to me. I basically had to take a step back before I could do that and like have this tax stuff done first. I did have conversations with my parents and my sister about getting their wills done. And those felt like really big conversations because it's really hard to talk to your loved ones about when they're gone and what that experience would be like. But I feel richer for having had those what felt like tough conversations with both of my parents and with my sister. I made a lot of progress in the area of getting my financial paperwork in order. I requested all of my credit reports to make sure that those were good and that there's no issues there. Overall, I still have some loose ends to tie up. I did add money to my emergency fund. There's more that I need to add. I need to finish this process, but I definitely had progress, major progress, especially in terms of having those hard conversations, which to me felt like the toughest piece of getting that done. I'm excited to share with you on the next goal report where I am. Hopefully it is completely, completely done and I don't have any more hiccups along the way. Goal number three was to let go of 20 pounds, and I also did not complete that goal. I did let go of 7 pounds, but I didn't let go of 20. And one of the things I realized around this goal is I only focused on one thing in terms of making this goal possible. And that one thing was being more conscious about what I was eating. And I started weighing myself. Several mornings a week, like before I ate or did anything, I would go and weigh myself. Now, I'm not a big believer in counting your pounds or letting that be determinant of whether or not you feel good about yourself. I have not owned a scale ever. I've not owned a scale ever in my entire adult life, and I went out and bought a scale. The shift for me was just to be conscious and aware of my weight so that I would also become more aware of my eating. Also wanted to be conscious and aware of my weight because I often say to myself like, oh, it doesn't matter if I have 3 glasses of wine, like that doesn't make a difference in my weight, or it doesn't matter if I have this ice cream today because that's not going to make a difference in my weight. And I wanted to just challenge that assumption and see if I paid attention to my weight, if I would see small fluctuations by, you know, quote unquote, cheating, doing things that probably were counterproductive to my longer term goals. I just wanted to raise my consciousness. And I also only focused on eating better because what's that saying? Abs are made in the kitchen. So I focused on eating better and renewing my passion for cooking because I feel like that was the way that I could have the biggest transformation in terms of letting go of 20 pounds. Now, moving forward, I'm also going to add in getting back to my gym routine. So normal me is usually in the gym 3-4 days a week, sometimes more. I have not at all been consistent with that. And so I'm going to get back to my consistent routine around the gym. So I'm excited to see adding back more consistency around the gym, how I'm able to kind of superpower and let go of more than 7 pounds. Those were my goals. As I mentioned, I did have a stretch goal of writing a book proposal and or completing another self-published book, but I didn't make it to that stretch goal because I didn't complete the first 3 goals. That is my goal report. I hope that this has been so helpful for you in terms of being able to think about, number one, how to believe deeper in your ability to accomplish the plans, goals, and dreams that you have for your life. Like, you can absolutely do it. And if you are feeling a lack of belief right now, if you are feeling like, I don't know if I can do this, I don't know if I'm capable of this. I don't know if I'm smart enough. I don't know if I'm good enough. I don't know if I have enough education. I don't know if I have enough training. I don't know if I have the right friends or live in the right city or have the right relationship. Or even if the things that you want are possible for you, like you see it happening for everyone else, but you don't know if it's possible for you because you feel like those kind of big, good things just don't happen to you. I want you to start transforming your belief in yourself by taking action in small ways. And I shared so many things that you could do today on the show, but just pick one. Just pick one and think about, you know, either every week or even every day, how can you create a mini transformation, just a super small transformation of cleaning off your desks, cleaning out your closet, cleaning up your house, your space, going through those mail and bills and things that have been collecting in piles, cleaning out that mess in your life so that you can be able to achieve your goals. And the other big thing I want you to take away from today's episode is I did not 100% hit any of my goals. But guess what? I had a kick-ass month. I had a kick-ass month. Why? Because I made progress towards all of them. Significant, real progress. And so I want you to focus on making progress towards your goals. You're not failing unless you do nothing or give up. That's the only way to fail. If you do nothing or give up, That's the only way that you can fail.
That's it. It's action taking time. I want you to go, if you haven't already, back to episode 9, Tracking Progress with a Goal Report. Listen to that episode. Download. I put together an entire action guide for you on how to create your own goal report. So I want you to fill that out, go through it, come up with what you want to track and measure against every month for your own personal progress in your life and in your business. And then just start making it happen. Start making it happen. Send me a note. I want to hear from you. You can do that at hello@dailysuccessroutine.com. I promise to read every single message and let me know what progress you have made as a result of completing a goal report and tracking and monitoring your progress. Would you like to hang out with me in real life? If so, join me for the Daily Success After Show, where we'll continue the conversation and I'll answer all your questions live. All you have to do is listen to today's episode, check, then go over to dailysuccessroutine.com, click on the link for the podcast, and you'll be able to RSVP for the Daily Success After Show happening on Wednesday evening. You don't want to miss this raw, uncut, continued conversation. So go to dailysuccessroutine.com, click on podcast, RSVP, and I'll see you there. Hey, we don't have to wait until the next episode to hang out. So the next time you're on Instagram, YouTube, or Facebook, type Jamila Payne or Daily Success Routine into the search bar, and you'll find more great tips, inspiration, and ideas to help you get organized, productive, and live your dream life.
Daily success, daily success, plan the week ahead, be excellent, make money moves, achieve your goals, transform your life, one routine at a time, daily success, go and get yours. You better go get yours. Daily success, daily success. You better go get yours. Daily success, daily success, daily success.
Season is right around the corner, and I want you to give me a little finger wave if you are currently managing your business receipts in a shoebox or manila envelope. If that's the case, I want to introduce you to my personal bookkeeper, Bench. I wish I had started out with Bench Accounting at the beginning of my business journey so I didn't spend so much time trying to learn software instead of focusing on being the leader of the company. I no longer have to spend hours when tax time is approaching to put together a year of numbers. I put my business big girl panties on when I made the game-changing move to sign up with Bench. Now I can make business decisions based on looking at the financials instead of guessing where we are. Bench gives me the software and the people that make sure that I know exactly how the business is performing. I highly recommend Bench to all my clients and community. If you want to get your financials in order, then go to dailysuccess.co/bench and grab the exclusive offer that I've put together for you. Bench is giving you 1 month of free bookkeeping. Yes, you heard that right. That's 1 month of free bookkeeping plus 20% off your first 6 months if you decide to join. So what are you waiting for? Let's get your money right.